Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The process for selecting a vice presidential running mate is just beginning. Beth Myers has begun to put together a number of the names and criteria and so forth that would be associated with that process, but we really haven't had a discussion yet of putting together a list evaluating various candidates. That's a process where we're looking at various legal resources to help in the process, accounting staff and so forth to take a look at tax returns and things of that nature. So she's putting the process together, and it's just at the very early stages.
There's Mitt Romney out on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania, explaining that he's just beginning to start the process of looking for a running mate. So, what do you think? Who'd be a good candidate? You can chime in on that at 800-510-8255 during this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Five primaries today: Connecticut, Delaware, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Most of the focus, though, has been on other issues like who Romney is going to pick as a vice presidential running mate and who is coming out to endorse him. From Fox, Gretchen Carlson talks to Rudy Giuliani about his decision to come forward and announce his endorsement of Romney.
Mr. Giuliani, you were on this curvy couch a couple months ago. Was it endorsing Newt Gingrich?
No, it was saying nice things about Newt at a time in which he was under, I think, unfair attack. And I'm a good friend of Newt's. Probably if things had worked out well, would have been very honored and happy to support Newt. Never really got to that point. But I think that Mitt has won fair and square. I mean, he's proven he's the most effective Republican. He's taken on everybody and won an incredible number of primaries. And he's got the resume and the background for the job. This is going to be an election about the economy. And if I look at all the Republican field and Democratic field, who better than Mitt Romney to carry our banner and to point out that this has been a failed economic program, and that sensible, conservative economic principles, this country will have a boom.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll grow unlike anything we've actually even predicted.
Mr. Mayor, 3.5 years ago when you were running to get the nomination, and even 2 weeks ago, you were on very, very much on the fence. You weren't as impressed as you are now. You just had a meeting with the former governor of Massachusetts. What's changed?
Well, we had a very good meeting. We talked extensively about the economy, what he wants to do about it, how he wants to handle taxes, how he wants to encourage business. And when we say encourage business, we mean to give people jobs. when we say encourage business, the Democrats jump all over and say, oh, we're for business. We're for business because that's how you get jobs for poor people. That's how you get jobs for middle-class people. I think he has an understanding of the economy that's far deeper than the president and far deeper than most people. And I think he has the strength and toughness to handle foreign policy, which is an issue that hasn't been covered in this campaign.
Not at all.
And when I've met with the candidates, I've met with several of them to decide whether to endorse them, I spend most of my time talking about foreign policy. Because I know where they are in the economy, and they're actually pretty good on the economy. There isn't much difference between him and Gingrich and Santorum on the economy. And all are better than Obama. But I want to see somebody that really stands up for America. I want to see somebody that can stand up to Iran and not write letters to the Ayatollah like Obama does. I think Obama has us down a very dangerous path with Iran, with this pathetic desire to want to negotiate with them. I think a lot of their decisions turn on that, and I don't think you're going to see that with Mitt Romney.
Does it bug you that some of the polls showed that what's the most important criteria for a voter could be likability?
Well, you know, this reminds me of, you know, going to a surgeon, right? If I've got a terrible cancer or something to be operated on, when I had to be operated on for prostate cancer, I didn't go to the nicest doctor. I went to the best doctor.
Right.
The guy can have a great personality and tell great jokes. He put the knife in the wrong way. You know, on the other hand, if he's a great doctor, right, that's my guy. Now, Mitt Romney, this is overdone. Mitt Romney's a nice guy and a good guy, and he's just as personable. I know both of them. You know Mitt better, but I know the president. Both of them are very nice men. President Obama is not nicer than Mitt Romney.
But you didn't get that the first time around. You've now, am I safe to say that you did not feel that way the first time around when you were competing against him?
Oh, come on. I mean, the news is going to have to get over this, too. And Rick, when you have one of these things, it leaves animosity. There's no doubt about it. The only time it didn't happen was with John McCain, because John was an old friend. And we sort of palled around a lot when we campaigned against each other and told a lot of jokes.
Right.
Usually ones that I can't repeat. And I love John. And I almost didn't run because John was running. So that was easy for me. I just got out and supported him. I see that now as virtue. I don't think the Democrats have any idea what they're running against. I mean, Mitt Romney's a tough, tough campaigner.
And
his campaign organization is really tough. And if they think they're going to make this a campaign about Mitt Romney, I'm betting that his campaign is going to make it a campaign about President Obama, which is, after all, what it is.
Next to Delaware we go, where Newt Gingrich weighs in on the state of his campaign.
Hi, Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Talk Radio in Review and the primaries today. From affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Rick Jensen talks to Newt Gingrich about the primary and his plan for a campaign now and in the future.
This is stunning. I'm not kidding. You actually can win this tomorrow here in Delaware. And a couple of months ago, no one would have said that.
Well, and it's very important because what's coming up next is North Carolina, which is the state which saved Ronald Reagan's candidacy of 1976. And if we win Delaware, it's going to be just a tremendous boost going into North Carolina. Chris and I have 23 campaign events this week set up because we want to take advantage of the momentum potentially from the good people of Delaware. But we also recognize that that requires everyone listening to us to go out and vote, and I'll be the only Newt Gingrich on the ballot, and I'd be very grateful for their votes.
Most important, it's your voice and the message of true fiscal conservatism that needs to be heard throughout the campaign. And whether it's you or somebody else wins the presidency, the message has to continue, and it has to continue to be supported by people around America as well.
Well, I am the only candidate in this race who has actually balanced the federal budget for four consecutive years and paid off $405 billion of federal debt. So I do think I bring an unusual understanding of why we need to get back to a balanced budget, why we need to pay down the national debt. In addition, I have a very deep feeling for the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms, and I propose that the Gingrich administration would actually suggest a treaty to make the right to bear arms a human right across the planet, which I think would save an awful lot of innocent people from being raped or killed or exploited by predators.
That's a shot across the bow of the United Nations.
Absolutely, and I think Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are going in exactly the wrong direction, trying to pass a small arms treaty that would restrict and limit our right to bear arms. I believe the American people deserve under our Constitution exactly what the Founding Fathers gave them, which was an understanding that we have unalienable rights that come from our Creator, and that no politician, no judge, no president can take them away from us.
I want to get your reaction to the front page News Journal on Saturday. It was the left-hand side where they say, hey, here's news to watch that's coming in. And the phrasing in this is, to me, it seems like another front page editorial without saying it's an editorial, or even, you know, the weekly framed analysis or anything, saying that that you're coming to the first state in an attempt to remain relevant. What's your reaction to newspapers that put on the front page an opinion like you're attempting to remain relevant?
Well, you know, I have been around a long time, and I'm amazed at the elite media's desire to dictate to the rest of us and tell us what we're allowed to think. And I've learned over the years, particularly studying Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, that the American people can make their own mind up. I think the very fact that I'm on your show is a comment on relevance. I think the very fact that there's so many people endorsing me in Delaware is a comment on relevance. And I don't worry much about liberal newspapers trying to define who is and is not relevant. I think the American people do that.
From MSNBC, Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough talked to former presidential candidate John Huntsman about his take on the state of the race.
For a party to be successful and relevant today, you've got to be big, you've got to be bold, you've got to be courageous. So if the election of 1912 was a reform-minded election, Teddy Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, I'd say 100 years later, we've fought a few wars in the meantime, our economy's grown, a larger population, different position in the world today. We're in need today of a reform kind of election like we saw in 1912. We've got to clean up the system. We've got to clear out some of the cobwebs. We've got to renew the machinery so that the next generation can succeed and prevail in this democracy.
Well, I'm scared to ask, but can Mitt Romney do that?
Oh, I think he has every ability to rise up to the
occasion. How about the Republican Party?
Well, what does it stand for today? What are the driving ideals other than being against things? What are you for? What is your big vision? What is the bold part of your agenda that you're shooting for? So I would argue that we're still adrift as a country today. We've been hit twice pretty hard. 9/11, we're still trying to make sense out of what that means longer term, foreign policy-wise, from an individual liberty standpoint, and we've been hit economically. We're wondering in this country what the next big thing is for the great people of the United States of America. What is it? Help us, candidates. Give it some definition. Give it a theme. Tell us where we're going. And I'd have to tell you, just having been overseas in India the last few weeks, the world is without leadership today. The world is looking for America to lead. We have a huge opportunity to step up and to be bold and get back on our feet, launching a manufacturing renaissance, whatever you want to call it. This country wants to grow. It wants to get back in the game, and it should.
Governor, you suggested also last night that you may not, if an election were held today, mm-hmm. you're running, be reelected in your home state of Utah. This is from a guy who got 78% of the vote 3.5 years ago, a guy who left office not long ago with an 80% approval rating. Has your party and your state really changed that much where even a guy with an 80% approval rate couldn't get reelected right now?
No, I think I could do that same thing all over again because I am the same person. I'm talking about the convention process, the few hundred people, a couple of thousand maybe, who get together and then determine who will go on to the primary. I'm an advocate of open primaries. I think we got to do away with these exclusionary conventions and these caucuses. We've got to incentivize people to turn out and participate. That's the way we're going to fix and heal the system longer term. So the question then becomes, could you get through a very exclusionary convention? It could be problematic, given the drift of the party. Could you win a statewide election? I think without question.
All right. The Martin Zimmerman case. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk media is in focus, and that certainly would include the Martin Zimmerman case. From CNN, Zoraida Zambolin talks to correspondent Martin Savage about Zimmerman's release from jail.
Probably not surprising that he was released in the middle of the night.
No, we anticipated that. It was a low-key departure, but it wasn't the total stealth departure that we thought it might be. In other words, that we would never see George Zimmerman at all. But, in fact, he did depart out of the normal door that people who were bonded out leave, which is just behind us here. And it was just after midnight when he was escorted out by a person we don't know, but it was not his attorney, climbed into a white BMW and then disappeared into the night. And that is, of course, the whole plan. Very strong security concerns on the part of his defense attorney. It was known that he was negotiating with the state to possibly allow for George Zimmerman to go out of the state of Florida. But as you point out, he must always remain, well, electronically tethered to the state as a result of the GPS. Let me just go over some of the other things he can and cannot do. He's got to wear that GPS device. He also can have no contact with Trayvon Martin's family, no possession of firearms, no drinking. He's under a curfew from 7P, that is, to 6A. And every 3 days, he's got to check in with the state of Florida verbally. So those are the conditions of the release. He's now gone to whereabouts we do not know.
Martin, I also understand that they checked the credentials of all the reporters that were there.
Right, yeah, well, you know, the media, we have been staking out this particular place for several days, 24 hours a day. And the tip-off that something was going to happen came when first there were a couple of sheriff's deputy cars that blocked off the access to this particular parking lot behind us. And then on top of that, there was someone who came by and checked the credentials of the photographers that were staking out the position. And that was a pretty clear indication that something was up. And sure enough, a few minutes later, George Zimmerman came right out of that door.
Talk host Pat Campbell here with legal analyst attorney Jack Thompson. They talk about the release from jail of Zimmerman and his apology from the stand.
According to attorneys for the family, too little, too late. They wanted to know why it took him 50 days to apologize. Apparently, Zimmerman, through his attorneys, offered to apologize privately before this hearing, but the attorneys for the family said no thanks. Your take?
Well, the family, no one doesn't feel sorry for this family at their loss. However, they're race hustling this like a Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and just generally hustling it, because I believe that he did offer to do it privately, and they denied him that opportunity because they never in their wildest imaginations thought he would do it in open court, which he did, which I thought was a smart thing to do. I think it may have figured in his getting a lower bond than he otherwise would have.
Is that, you know, the attorneys for Trayvon's family said it was self-serving, the apology. In other words, just to help him. Is that sort of thing, you mentioned it's a risky thing to do. Is it unusual to see somebody do that?
Very unusual. You generally don't have the defendant say anything at a bond hearing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, I don't think it was self-serving. I think it was very risky. He said, I'm sorry. And count on the prosecutor at trial to turn that into, I'm sorry I did what I did and I'm guilty. So maybe we have to call in O'Reilly's body language person to analyze it, but I thought it was heartfelt. I didn't think it was necessarily self-serving. And I thought it was gutsy. And I think he is sorry. Wouldn't you be sorry?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's the one in chains. Yep. He didn't say that I was wrong to do it. He said, I'm sorry for the loss of your son.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he is. I'm getting a little tired of the this attorney. I forget his name for the family. But, you know, he's everywhere. Keeping the boiling temperature of this thing pretty high.
All right, we know you want to be heard on this, so help yourself. Talk Radio Countdown Show number is 800-510-8255.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., 2010 CRA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th.
Get preparedexpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get prepared Expo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Tuesday, the 24th of April is upon us, and we're discussing the Martin Zimmerman case. Listen to a few of the hosts that have had this on their mind in the last 24 to 48 hours as we hear on the countdown present an overview of what is the major issue, the talk on the news talk radio and television programs. This is Jimmy Cephalo with Peter King from CBS. They talk about the latest on Zimmerman.
Unlike what we saw with the Casey Anthony release, though, there was no media chase. There were no helicopters here. Just kind of drove off into the evening.
Exactly. And we don't know where he is. And there have been threats on his life, although Mark O'Mara just a few moments ago on CBS This Morning on the TV side just said they have had no threats recently. You know, there's enough anger out there that they do have legitimate fears for his life. One of the things that O'Mara wanted to do is put him out of state. We don't know if that's happening, but we can presume that possibly it is. No one's going to tell us. And can you blame them?
No, absolutely not. We do know that he's going to have a curfew wherever he is. He's going to have electronic and GPS monitoring, cannot own a weapon, cannot drink. So there are some restrictions on him, but where he is, we don't know. Let's go back to Friday real quickly, though, Peter.
Sure.
A bit of a shocker at that bond hearing when the accused himself, George Zimmerman, took the stand. Let's listen to what he had to say at one point when he spoke directly to Trayvon Martin's family.
I wanted to say I am sorry for the loss of your son. I did not know how old he was. I thought he was a little bit younger than I am. And I did not know if he was armed or not.
There was quick reaction after that hearing from the attorneys representing Trayvon Martin's family. What did they have to say?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to say that the media is reporting this as an apology. I don't see that as an apology. He said he's sorry for the loss of their son, but never said, I'm sorry I killed your son. That said, the attorney Benjamin Crump said that the parents were just devastated and outraged by a very public, grandstanding type apology. And, said, he's been around for 50 days. Why not sooner than that? Well, later on, his attorney responded and said, because he was told not to say anything. Actually, he said something, Zimmerman said that on the stand,
Right.
And the attorney said they tried to do something in a more private manner and were turned away. But I think this morning O'Mara said on TV if he'd known that the reaction was going to be like that, he probably would have told Zimmerman not to say anything at all.
Zimmerman's lawyer apologizing for his client's ill-timed apology to the parents of Trayvon Martin. Mark O'Mara said Zimmerman had asked for a private meeting with Martin's parents before the bond hearing. That was rejected, so Zimmerman took the stand at his hearing, offered an apology, and you hear the rest of the story there. 800-510-8255. Thoughts on the mind of Jeremy in Auburn, Alabama, as he calls the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Doug. Great morning. Show. I just wanted, first of all, that guy, that the clip that you just played, he sounded like an idiot because the Black Panthers actually did have a bounty out on George Zimmerman to have him killed, which I think should classify them as a domestic terrorism organization. But aside from that, I just wanted to put a thought out there, maybe a question to your listeners. Anyone that has any common sense in their head at all should ask themselves, why is the media only covering, why did they select this story? Why do they ignore several stories? Actually, I think 2 weeks ago, there was a story of a black man killing a white teenager that got no coverage. And, you know, black-on-black violence that happens every single day. Why do you think all this is ignored? And, just, you know, if you ask yourself that, I think you can kind of find out why the story gets so much attention and
well, there's an obvious answer to that, and there's a not-so-obvious answer. The obvious answer is that the media is racist, or they're trying to fuel the flames of all of this to for whatever the reason, gets people to buy newspapers or gets people to watch their program, so they think. Zimmerman doesn't look like, or at least at the beginning, he wasn't looking very good. He wasn't appealing. He kind of looked like a thug, whereas Trayvon Martin, the pictures that were shown of him, he was very likable.
He was 12 years old in the pictures.
Yeah, and we all know that. That's been said 100 times on both sides. The only thing really new here is that the chief of the police department resigned, and that was it. He left the department, and that seems to be the end of the road for him. At least that's the last that I heard, that he was the focal point of a lot of the anger here. It continues to just stir people up and distract them from some of, not that this isn't, the race stuff isn't, it isn't that it's not important, because it really is. And you were right about another thing. 94% of all the crime committed against blacks is committed by other blacks. There's not any... And the blacks being charged with various crimes, that happens all the time, too. And so it's theater. It's not news. It's theater. 800-510-8255. Here are our hosts, Mac Watson and Larry Gators, talking about the unusual apology, as we have said, from Mr. Zimmerman. Is it this kind of weird or what?
I said last week I was kind of puzzled a little bit by why would you bring up the age of Trayvon Martin. And
right.
what we discussed was, well, there's got to be a reason that he said something. It must have gone through his lawyer. It must have been scripted out. It must. Nope. It doesn't look like that's the case. I think we were wrong.
No, I don't know whether it wasn't scripted out. I still think it was, because the way he gave it was obviously rehearsed. But now the lawyer
said it wasn't rehearsed.
The lawyer for, yeah, I believe him. Mm-hmm. The lawyer for George Zimmerman is now apologizing for the apology.
To Trayvon Martin's parents.
Right. Said, had I known or been told that it wasn't the time, it wouldn't have happened. Hey, look, man. This is what you get paid the big bucks to do, okay? You have to know how this stuff works. You're not like a year out of law school and this is your first big case, okay?
No. My father's an attorney, and I'm telling you right now, the one thing I know is he's always said, never get caught off guard.
Right.
When you are in front of the judge or if you're in front of the jury.
Right.
And I think what happened here is Zimmerman's lawyer was caught off guard. And I'm thinking to myself,
Did you not drill into your client to absolutely say nothing?
Looks like he either didn't, or George Zimmerman thinks again that he knows what he's doing and he knows best because he's the smartest guy
in
the room.
Okay, let's go there for a second, because you mentioned that last week and I was trying to figure out what you were trying to say, and I heard you, and this is the way it looks to me. It looks like Zimmerman went on his own and apologized. That's how
right.
I see it.
Right.
Okay, now you brought up, you know, even before last week, he thinks he's smarter than everybody. What gives you that? Because when you said that, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Now I'm kind of seeing it. Maybe he just does do whatever he wants to do. If the attorney says, hey, make sure you say anything, don't say anything.
Right.
Then he goes up there and he starts blabbering around. And by the way, the apology was crap. I mean,
I wanted to say I am sorry.
It's very disingenuous. I mean, if you're really sorry, you know, you don't look somebody in the eye. You got to feel it, man, or I'm not going to buy it.
Right. So the tears will come down the road. Don't worry about that.
So you think that he feels he is the smartest guy in the room?
Yeah. He had the website claiming he's innocent.
Was ridiculous.
He's been known by police that he has called and has said stuff like police language, or that police language they use, and basically is a wannabe. He's a wannabe cop, and he thinks he knows what he's doing. That gives to me, that's a clear indication or clear sign to me that he thinks, I know what to do best, I know what I'm doing more than these other people, which usually winds up hurting somebody in the end.
All right, so there's Larry Gatos and Mac Watson on their program discussing this. Let's let Edie, who's in Palm Desert, California, discuss it with us. Go ahead, Edie. You're on the air on the countdown.
Hi, Doug. Listen, Hi. The last time I talked to you was my mom and your dad were sick at the same time. That was back in the 80s.
It's a while, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, so it was nice to talk to you again. But with this a case here, I wanted to elaborate on the Zimmerman case there, and then the scenario. I have never heard anyone say that it was dark, and Trayvon had a hoodie on, and he was not a model student, you know, in school or anything. He was caught with drugs and several infractions and violations in the school. So when he put his hand in his pocket, how is Zimmerman to know that he was going to get a drink or some candy or something? It could have been a weapon, and he was out to defend himself. That's what he was there paid for to do anyway.
Well, he wasn't paid. He was a volunteer for the neighborhood watch. There are a lot of that's information that we have listened to before. I think a lot of people have talked about it. Still no reason. There's no evidence that Martin, at least from what I've heard or seen, was attacking Zimmerman until he was approached or attacked. The whole thing, it boils down, according to some anyway, as gun violence. The issue is guns and whether or not the stand your ground thing is legitimate. And that becomes a political matter more than anything else. And depending on the part of the country you're from, it's a good idea or it's a bad idea. But there's a lot of politics in this, for sure. Thanks for your call. Nice to speak with you. 16 before the hour. More time spent on the Martin Zimmerman case in just a moment here on the countdown.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you take Viagra? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? Look, at $18 a pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for just $3, and it comes with a no-questions-asked, money-back guarantee. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $15 per pill for the same results. One more? We'll give you 40 blue pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 1-800-764-6923 and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering fast and easy, with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now at 1-800-764-6923. That's 1-800-764-6923.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Buy details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Hey, there he is.
What up here? Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
800-510-8255. All right, let's take some of the calls that we have on this. Ralph in Florida on Stand Your Ground.
I think myself this is one of the dumbest laws that was ever enacted. You know, you realize if I wanted to kill you, all I would have to do was shoot you dead, punch myself real hard in the nose, and there I... That's it. They can't arrest me, and I get away with murder. I mean, it's just that simple. This law is utterly stupid.
Chris in New York, your thoughts, please.
Trayvon Martin comes from a generation of young black men that are really not adherent to the law and not respectful to people. He was in a private community. It's, you know, not uncommon for someone up there to go to someone and say, can I help you, or you lost? And all the reports are that he attacked Mr. Zimmerman. Now, I would like you to show Trayvon Martin's Twitter account handle. It's the racist remark that he made about himself. There's nothing that indicates that Mr. Zimmerman is a racist. And that, you know, recently we have an unarmed black man attacking a white guy in Baltimore, knocked him unconscious, and while a whole group of black guys are laughing, they're beating the guy and stripping him in the street. You know, this is, you know, this is something that we all observe, and being 17 years old doesn't mean that he's a weak and helpless person. I like the facts to come out on this, but if it's true that Mr. Zimmerman was attacked, I think Mr. Martin got the wrong end or the bad end of this deal, kind of like those guys that attacked Bernard Goetz here in New York several years ago.
800-510-8255. Man, there's a lot of posturing going on here. Larry in California, please.
Now, I don't understand how people can make these assumptions of guilt or innocence without knowing the facts. What I can tell you is there's no doubt in my mind by the media coverage of this, that's what preempted or prompted an arrest in this case. And I think that the officers that were on the scene the night of the crime chose not to charge Mr. Zimmerman. He was arrested that evening. He was taken in based off of the evidence and so much hype that has been built up from this case has led to this arrest, and I honestly think this is a move for public opinion and to save face.
All right. Well, I think we've exercised our mind enough on this item. Let's go over to something else that certainly is important, right? The Secret Service sex scandal. We need a little of that. So that's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 51 past the hour.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The latest now on the Secret Service sex scandal, conversationally, from the world of talk radio. Here's Geraldo Rivera talking to the Washington Post's Ed O'Keefe about whether this was an isolated incident or this is part of a larger problem for the Secret Service and the military and what the national security implications may be.
Do you think that this is a pattern of conduct? Your newspaper broke this story. Is this going to be broader even than the agents who were involved on this trip and the military personnel who were involved on this trip, Ed?
Well, we haven't seen specific examples of that yet, but certainly, you know, the lawmakers who've been briefed and others around this say, gosh, if there were 11 or 12 guys involved, how could it not be that in past years, either during previous presidencies or maybe in recent years, there hadn't been something similar, perhaps on a smaller scale, that had at some point occurred. But again, at this point, there's no specific examples that have been shared with folks to suggest that there is something like that.
What about the security concerns? Are they being taken seriously, or is it just kind of such a stretch that, you know, you have Natasha from the Soviet Union posing as acting or working as a prostitute, or is it real because of the drug cartels and the rest of it?
It's real because of the sort of modern day threats that exist down there, and just the fact that these were guys sent to protect an area that was going to be occupied by the president within days, and for whatever reason they felt that they could bring someone in. Investigators just told the lawmakers, though, that there was no reason to believe that their weapons and any sensitive documents or maps were in the rooms of these guys. All of that would have been in a secure room away from where they had these liaisons, I guess you could say, and that because they were off duty also, they they probably were not carrying their weapons. But again, no sensitive information would have been in their room as to the whereabouts of the president. And in fact, most of the briefings on that wouldn't have started until Thursday night before the president arrived. Remember, this began Wednesday night and went into Thursday morning. And by Thursday midday, these guys had essentially been identified, rounded up, and prepared to get sent back to the U.S.
Identified, rounded up, and sent back. Sounds like the gunfight at the OK Corral. All right. That's Geraldo Rivera with Ed O'Keefe from the Washington Post. The story was leaked to the Post by a reporter for Newsmax. Did you know that? That's how the Post got a hold of it. I've been interested to see some of the comments, read some of the comments by Bob Woodward on the Secret Service scandal. That's also appearing in the Washington Post. Here's host Bill Carroll with Ronald Kessler. He's the writer who broke the story.
What's the latest headline that you think is significant?
Well, they're continuing to get rid of some of these agents, number one. Number two, there's the battle of whether Mark Sullivan should be fired or not. And he has his defenders and detractors. And then number three, I think the big thing that's going to break is one of the fired individuals, Greg Stokes, a supervisor, has said that he wants to testify. And I believe when he does, and it's not clear exactly when that might be, he will really blow the whistle on Secret Service management, which has been cutting corners and has been lax and has been behind a lot of these problems. This particular issue in Colombia, of course, involves idiots, but I believe one factor is that they're aware of this corner cutting by management, this laxness, and they figure, hey, you know, I might as well do the same thing. And it includes letting people into events without magnetometer screening or metal detection. That's just like letting passengers into an airplane without metal detectors. One terrorist could come in with grenades and wipe out the president or the vice president. When Joe Biden threw the first pitch at the Orioles game, they did absolutely no magnetometer screening whatsoever. And that alone is a scandal. The other problem is Secret Service management doesn't back agents. For example, when Mary Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, was under protection, she would insist that her agents take her friends to restaurants, and they refused, as they should. They're not taxi drivers. But she threw a fit and got her detail leader removed. So the management, instead of backing the guys doing his job, removed him. Well, what kind of message does that send the Secret Service uniformed officers at the White House gates when the Salahis come prancing in to crash the party? It tells them, gee, if we reject this very glamorous couple and it turns out they were supposed to be on the guest list, we could be in trouble with our management. Our own management will not back us, so let's just let them in. So that's just a little snippet of the real problem at the Secret Service, which is management.
Management, yep. That's, I think, what a lot of people are pointing at. Ron Kessler, the writer who broke that story. This is the Countdown at 50. 50-